Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms there over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. We're going to go back to the phones here in just a moment, but you can also take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the former Time Magazine editor and CEO of the Constitution Center, who, according to Reason Magazine, wants to cancel the First Amendment and pass hate speech laws. We'll tell you about it on the way. Freedom of
speech. I hate that guy.
Continuing to be under fire in the United States. This just after last night when you were on with us last night. Nobody talking about these ridiculous cultural appropriation concerns that people have, where if somebody gets dressed up in a costume for, you know, a Native American costume at their Halloween party, it could offend someone, so therefore don't do it. Don't use your freedom of expression.
Didn't we have a guy on last week that was going on about that?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember barely what happened yesterday. So good question. But we'll continue, and let's go to the phones to Brian, who's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
Oh, this isn't Brian. This is Dave in New York.
Yeah.
Why'd you lie to the call screener about your name? You could have just given your real name.
Yeah. I have a friend named Nancy who completely ignored me today.
Yeah, well, I want to know why you told a lie. Why'd you lie to the call screener?
Because I figured, you know, if I said my name, you guys would have waited until the last 10 minutes to put me on.
No, we don't. We would never treat you like that.
We save that spot for James from Arizona.
There's one other guy. There's only like one or two people that will do that. I enjoy your calls, Dave, so you don't need to hide, you know, who you are. Go ahead. Okay, what's this girl? There's some girl. What's going on?
Yeah, I thought if I said like a new name, you know, you guys would have, you know, if I said my name, you
okay, we already got past that part. What, we already finished that part of the conversation.
Keep up, bro.
Let's go to the girl. Nancy was her name. Tell me about this.
Yeah, today was payday. You know, I'm still
You're working.
On, you know, no, I'm not working.
Okay. Go ahead.
That makes for a bleak payday.
I've been unemployed for many, 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 many years. Okay.
You've been unemployed for many years. Yes.
What does that mean? Does that mean you're getting like money from the government?
He's on welfare. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not welfare. Stop calling it welfare. It's not welfare.
What do you call it? Free money?
Anyway, my friend Nancy was...
Hold on. Now, before we get to that...
I'm curious about Nancy. He's been teasing Nancy for like 10 minutes now.
If it's not welfare, what is it that sustains you? What is it that is getting you from day one to day two to day seven to day 30? I mean, how are you sustaining your life if you're not on welfare?
Social Security is limited, right? So it only lasts for like, I don't know, a year or something like that?
I don't know.
Social Security?
Social Security benefits for unemployment.
That's not from the Social Security. That's from some state office.
That he would be getting, right, at this point?
Something.
I don't think he would get unemployment for however many years. What are you getting?
You can only get unemployment for a few weeks.
Several months maximum, maybe. Okay, so how is your food getting paid for?
Anyway, my friend Nancy, right?
Uh-huh.
I told her a couple of days ago I was planning on going.
Are you turning tricks? Is that what's going on?
Oh, come on. That's a year about Nancy. That's a job.
I'm not disrespecting him. I just want to know how he's doing it. If he's not employed, does that mean he's self-employed?
That makes a lot of sense. Why you didn't get a paycheck, but
he's an
entrepreneur. You know, he got paid. Right?
And do you want to hear my story or not?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Do you want to hear my story or not?
Yes, go.
Okay, a couple of days ago, I told my son Nancy I was going out to get my car inspected. She kept on ignoring me, whatever. And then today, payday, I went. I was out. You know, I had to go to a junkyard, get a back tailplate for my car because the other one was scratched or something, whatever. And you know, I was out paying bills today. It was a nice day out. There were blue skies. I like blue skies. And so I was, you know, going from all of these different places. You know, to, I went over to Mavis. They said, oh, you know, I asked him if it was like a, if I could make an appointment. They said, we don't really make an appointment. So
what's this
so
have
I
to do with
Mavis.
Nancy? That's what I want to know.
I wanted her to come and hang out with me today.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't.
Has she hung out with you before?
Yeah, she lives the same complex as I do. But like,
now,
you know,
is this the Battered Women's Shelter?
And I haven't lived there in years. I haven't been there since 2016.
Okay, so you did confirm you did live at the Battered Women's Shelter. Okay, we always thought that that was where you were living.
See, I missed that. I'm on keto now, so I have to eat my women plain.
I haven't been there since 2016, and I don't even know what keto even is. But anyway,
that's
I wanted
okay.
her to hang out with me today, and she. Yeah. I got up early today around like 9-ish or so.
Yeah.
Took a shower. I was out the door by like 10:30.
Okay, you where know? Did you want to hang out with her? What did you want to do?
I wanted her to come hang out with me today. So while I'm running around doing all these paying bills and getting stuff.
So you wanted her to come with you on the errands that you were running.
Right. Yeah. Because it was a nice day.
She ignored your invitation. She didn't even respond to you.
I don't like it when people sit inside and be hermits all day. That just pisses me off.
Yeah, that's no fun. That's not good. It's a nice day. Go outside.
So is she like a like-minded individual? Does she enjoy being with you, or she's not really with you? You're just trying to get her to go out with you.
I've known her for many, 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 many years.
Uh-huh. Have you dated? Is this a romantic relationship or something you want to be a romantic relationship, or is she just a friend?
Are you doing the horizontal bop?
She's more of a friend. Yeah, I've known her since like 2009 or something.
So you don't have any interest sexually in this woman?
Not really.
Okay, so you just generally wanted to hang out with your friend Nancy. And what happened? Did she ignore your messages? Were you trying to call her? Did you go over and knock on her door? I mean, how did you try to get her attention?
I was texting her, and you know, and then finally, right on today, when I went and got my car inspected, she writes back with way to go. She's like WTG, way to go. And and then after I got inspected, you know, I was here at home, and then I was like, I'm going out food shopping. Do you want to come with me? I waited, and then I finally left.
Wait, you have a car? Are you sure she wasn't going for WTF?
Yes, she is. I have a car.
They are right next to one another.
Stop laughing. Oh, hang up, please. Sky out of the car.
Don't do that.
There will be no fun here.
Do you have a driver's license, too?
Yes, I have a driver's license. What, are you retarded?
Well, yeah, you don't need a driver's license.
I mean, you're in New York City, right?
No, he's in Hudson.
Oh, okay.
Not Hudson. What's it? Yeah, Hudson Valley. That's what it is. It's called the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Is that Pennsylvania?
No.
That's New York. Okay.
It's New York. All right.
And Poughkeepsie the guy who's wearing like a red plaid shirt, are those your pajamas, by the way?
This is my Hawkeye Pierce costume.
It seems so
I'm
creepy.
Celebrating Halloween a day late.
It seems so creepy when people like start talking about us on air, especially with the clothing you two wear anyway.
Are you wearing pajamas?
Who cares?
I'm wearing a bathrobe and boxers. And combat
anyway,
boots.
So what do you want us to? How do you want us to help you here, Dave? I mean, you've got a friend who's too busy or whatever. She didn't want to hang out with you. She didn't want to go on your errands with you.
She kept on ignoring my text message. I thought maybe she turned off the phone or something, whatever. And then
how many text messages did you send this woman?
A lot.
That's the problem.
You can't do that.
That's the problem.
More or less than 100.
She lives in the same complex as I do.
More.
I could have walked over and knocked on her door, but like, you know, I wanted her to come.
Yeah.
I wanted her to come with me too, so I can, you know, to see
you're
how
lonely.
I pay my bills.
You wanted attention.
All right. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Dave. Less is more in your situation.
Yeah. Good advice.
Just remember that less is more.
Meaning that you send a message, she doesn't respond. it may be appropriate after some amount of hours or a day or something to poke her again or something like that, but to go...
He said he's never poked
her. Dozens of times.
Not, no, don't literally poke her, okay, Dave? Text her.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dave. Respecting other people's space is an important thing to do. And, you know, if she's your friend, you can probably get away with texting her more than once in a day just to check in. It's possible she missed the first one or something like that. But if you're getting over 3 or 4 or 5, you're getting in the crazy range, your thoughts are welcome if you want to give Dave some advice on texting.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, yes, that includes people who don't have a basic understanding of how to interact with other human beings. We're happy to give you advice on these.
Or at least bust your balls.
Yeah, or a little bit of both.
Probably a little bit of both.
I mean, because, look, you know, it can be difficult to get signals from people, right? Like, over text messaging, you lose all the other connection that you have to a human, right? Normally, if you're in a face-to-face environment, as we are here in the studio, you guys aren't remote hosts somewhere else.
Right.
I can see what you're doing with your hands. I can see if you're making eye contact with me. I can see if you're frustrated. I can see if you're angry. There's a lot of unspoken communication, nonverbal.
You can
non-verbal.
Look directly into my soul.
To some extent. there's this nonverbal ability to communicate that we have. And when you are at a distance from another person, that goes away. If you have voice, let's say you're on a phone call or, you know, you're on the Discord server, you're having an audio conversation with us. We can't see each other. I mean, you might be able to watch us on our cams, but let's pretend we can't see each other. And if you're watching on the cams, it's, you know, 10 seconds later anyway.
It still has an effect,
yeah,
later. Even if you have cams. So.
Right. So, you know, you've got just audio. Okay, well, you don't get the subtle sort of nonverbal communications there. But you can still hear intonation. You can still hear, you know, if somebody sounds irritated or if somebody sounds like they just rolled out of bed or, you know, there's different things.
Sarcastic.
Sarcasm.
That's the biggest thing that gets lost on text.
Yes.
People say sarcastic things.
You can still pick that up over audio. You can still, there's still a large amount of inflection and communication that can still go on just with audio, but you're still losing a lot by not being in the same room with a person. Well, now you cut that out completely and you go to just text only, where all you have is the words of the person. And presuming they get their punctuation correct, which can completely change, you know, the way you read a sentence.
Punctuation, what's that?
Yeah. I mean, some people don't believe in it when it comes to texting. It's frustrating.
Yeah, if you don't understand the importance of a comma, I love cooking my friends and my family. the comma really matters there. And
So, you know, you just have the text and you lose everything as far as the communication that goes on outside of just the words. And so it can be difficult for somebody who is, let's say, less with it as far as understanding what is an appropriate level of communication or not, to understand that or to at least get signals or messages that suggest to that person, hey, that's enough. Because the person on the other end may not say, hey, Dave, leave me alone. I'm busy right now. You know, they may be too busy to respond or whatever. And so then Dave is just hammering, or whoever we're talking about, right? Dave happened to be the caller. But there's other people who've done this, and they're just hammering away. Why isn't she getting back to me? Why isn't he responding? You know, maybe they're busy. Maybe you're not their priority at that moment in time. And you know what?
Maybe they're dead and their cats are eating them.
Well, I suppose it could happen. And, you know, at some point, if you really are best friends with a person and you can't, you know, you can't reach that person, it's not inappropriate to go over and knock on their door after it's been a day or something like that.
But what do you do with the cats after that?
I don't know. They just did what they had to do, you know. But the cats didn't kill the person. The cats just ate them after the fact.
Yeah.
How do you know it wasn't the cats?
Well, that's a good point. You don't. Really. It's probably not, though.
Yeah,
probably.
But, for instance, I was just watching this movie. One of my ex actually recommended it to me. It was called, I think it was called, like, Dear Zachary. It was a documentary film about this psycho bitch who she got together with this doctor guy and she murdered him. And then she subsequently ran off to Newfoundland in Canada. So she had murdered him in the United States, in Pennsylvania. And the movie was made by, like, one of his childhood best friends. And the filmmaker went and, like, interviewed all his friends and just kind of painted this picture of this horrifying, psychotic woman who she, again, ran to Canada. Canadian courts let her out on bail. without ever having to actually put any money up. She's out on bail. She's got a child with this guy, like an infant child, like a less than 1 year old child. She, despite his parents coming up to fight for this child, to fight for the custody of the child, to try to get it away from this woman, she was given the ability to, like, take this. Like, it's pretty clear from the evidence in the case that she murdered this guy, but they let her out. And they let her have the child. She got put in jail for some amount of time, but then let back out. And again, the trial hadn't happened yet. She ends up killing herself and killing the child. You know, and they tried, these poor grandparents or whatever, tried their best to stop it. The court system just refused to do anything to restrict this woman. And I forget why I was even telling that story. It had some sort of relevance. Oh, yeah, just she was crazy. So, like, she was the kind of person who was, you know, texting and calling and calling and calling over and over again. Sorry, look like you're going to say
something. No. I mean, I'll say something after you're done, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even really remember why I was telling the story. It was just a crazy, crazy woman.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that I would jump to the conclusion that somebody like Dave is crazy just because.
Oh,
just
I
because
remember why. I remember why I brought it up because the guy was killed in his, he wasn't killed in his home, but his coworkers. You know, he hadn't shown up at work, and he wasn't answering the phone, so they sent somebody over there. So I was talking about, you were talking about dead in the house with
oh,
the cats.
Yeah.
So they sent somebody to his house to check on him, and, you know, he wasn't answering the door, and eventually they found him in a, you know, laying down in a park with five bullet holes in him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah. That's why I brought the story up. So, but yeah, she was also crazy, leaving lots of messages and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I don't think that's most of these people. Probably what you should do is if you're in a situation where you've got somebody like this, somebody like Dave, and it's not just exclusive to Dave, but anybody who has social, any kind of communications issues is just say it. Tell them to their face because they'll appreciate it.
Make it clear.
Yeah, make it clear that you're telling me too much.
This is too much. Leave me alone.
You know, what's not appropriate for another human being that understands the social cues is appropriate to say to somebody who doesn't understand those cues.
I think it's appropriate anytime. I mean, if you're being bothered by somebody, let them know. It's the best thing that you can do for them.
Yeah, I'm always amused by these women who will, and it's nearly always women, but they'll post this stream of social media messages where some guy is like texting them for days and days and days, and they haven't responded, and so he starts getting increasingly mad and increasingly abusive, and I'm just thinking, why didn't you block this guy like immediately when he started irritating you rather than just leaving him there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've got no tolerance. If I accept a friend request and you pop up in my inbox, I'm probably just going to block you on general principle.
Not everybody's as technically capable as you, though. Nobody.
True.
Well, I mean, blocking isn't the most technical thing that somebody has to do on most platforms.
Maybe not, but you overestimate the technical competency of women in general as well.
Well, I don't know if I'd go there. 855-453.
Hey, I'm not saying all women. Just, you know.
Hey, I think people in general aren't particularly technically able.
I would agree.
There's more coming up. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Robert Francis O'Rourke is abandoning his fledgling presidential campaign, writing that it's clear that this campaign does not have the means to move forward successfully. The former Texas congressman had been lagging for months in single digits in public opinion polls and was at risk of not qualifying for the November debate. Senator Lindsey Graham says the latest efforts from House Democrats in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump are inadequate.
What I see here is just a continuation of an effort to destroy the Trump presidency. And if you impeach this president based on this phone call, you're wasting the country's time. You're dividing the country unnecessarily.
Speaking in his home state of South Carolina, the Republican says the process has been grossly unfair and vastly different from what happened with President Nixon and President Clinton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything you want. The attack on freedom of speech, it continues. We'll tell you about the Time magazine editor, the former editor, who is now the CEO of the Constitution Center, who's decided that whole First Amendment thing, we don't really need it anyway. So we'll tell you what he has to say about that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and I do want to make sure you know about the Edge wallet. It is my preferred wallet. It's the one that I use more than any other cryptocurrency wallet. I should be clear, we're talking about cryptocurrency wallets here. This is not the kind of wallet that, you know, is a physical wallet. It's software, and you load it onto your iOS or Android device, and Edge wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. And there's a bunch of them that Edge supports. Stellar, Ripple, Monero, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, the original Bitcoin, of course, and many more. You can go to edge.app to learn more about Edge and the technology behind it, and help secure your freedom by helping you store your favorite cryptocurrencies. And as I said, you can buy and sell, and you can do a bunch of cool stuff with Edge. So get on over to the Google or Apple App Store, and you can just download Edge Wallet. That's E-D-G-E, Edge Wallet, or go to their website to learn more at edge.app. As we continue, we go to Mortified Turkey on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, Turkey.
Hey, guys. I was listening to the show last night. I wasn't around in the area. I was a little busy, but I didn't get a chance to listen on the go. on the go.
All right.
And I had some things I kind of thought about your Halloween topic about the costumes and cultural appropriation and all that.
Yeah, we read it. It's just for listeners who weren't tuned in. We read a kind of whiny piece from the Washington Post written by somebody who wanted to explain to folks why they should be super sensitive about Halloween costumes, because some people could be offended by your Indian costume or, you know, whatever other, because they're basically saying that it's wrong to have a costume and have fun and dress up. And anyway, that's the summary of the story.
Does that mean that people can't dress up as, like, flamboyant, like, you know, homosexuals?
Kind no, of,
like,
because that would be would appropriating that be offensive? Your culture. Right?
That's insane. Yeah. That's insane.
If you're not gay, you can't dress up as though you're gay. If you're not an Indian, you can't dress up as though you're an Indian.
Is that a culture?
Say. Well, I mean, there's a large culture within
the gay
community.
I mean, that's a stereotypical culture. Yeah. I think it's probably a culture or a subculture within the gay community.
You mean you're gay, but you're not flaming.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm not Derek J. and, you know, Steven, right? And that's not, they're not going to find it. They're not going to take offense to that either, by the way that I said that. So, yeah, I mean.
Even they, these days, aren't as flaming as some of the gay culture.
That's true. They've toned it down a bit, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to, kind of raise a libertarian counterpoint to that, and so far gotten some pretty harsh reaction in the Discord. It's a pretty sensitive topic, apparently, but you know, my idea is that if people do take offense to that, to stereotyping and demeaning of their cultures or whatnot, I mean, it's an opinion. It's I can't make a determination about every single time that it happens, but it's an opinion, and when people mount social pressure campaigns or, you know, expose it, try to convince people why it's offensive or wrong, if that's their opinion. I see that's perfectly in line with libertarian ethics, in the absence of violence or coercion, the discussion.
Well,
if
you can persuade somebody to adopt a ridiculous belief system, then that's your freedom.
And yeah, I mean, being offended is a valid opinion that some people do have, and as long as it is openly discussed and not like an extremely vocal minority. But even then, you know, debate and discussion is entirely in line with libertarian ethos versus, you know, using violence or coercion or whatever things that would actually be totally against libertarian ethos. So that's just my opinion when it comes to the matter, you know.
Yeah,
it's a matter of opinions.
Yeah, we should definitely allow people with different opinions, we already do on this show, but onto the show. If you're, you know, if you're a socialist or you're a white supremacist or, you know, whatever, you know, if you have a different opinion or you just have a different perspective, you know, give us a call and let us know.
Yeah, well, that's my preference. I don't want to hear from the choir, honestly, that much. I mean,
we've already got the choir here, right? Like, I mean, we got three people in the studio every day. Enough of that. We need people who are, you know, differing in their opinion.
I don't want to say I don't want to hear from folks who agree with us, but what I'd rather hear from them is, like, cool stuff that's going on within the libertarian movement. Tell me something I don't know.
Right?
Tell me something that's exciting, some cool activism or whatever that's going on in your area. That, I think, would be cool. But, yeah, I don't want to sit here and talk about how we all agree on stuff. That's not that interesting. So I'd much rather talk to somebody like a Chris Cantwell or, like, you know, somebody who's got a differing belief system or, you know, on the other side, an Amanda Bolden, somebody who is a lefty or whatever, a commie.
Mm.
That's more challenging. It's more interesting.
Yeah.
No, I would agree. They just go in circles. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's open phones, as it always is. Anything else, Mortified Turkey?
No, I just want to say that you know, open discussion, you know, if you want to change somebody's opinion, you know, you know, put the factual events in light, let people know what's going on and discuss them rationally and calmly and don't involve the state, most important.
I agree. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Sounding great there, by the way, on the Discord server. You can join that by going to discord.lrn.fm, where multiple participants are now changing their name to reflect my name. Just, I guess, because there's recently been a scam artist who's been floating around social media pretending like they are me and trying to.
Have you talked about that on air?
Yes, I talked about the night that it was happening.
Gotcha.
This week, and I mentioned it a few weeks ago when the same person struck.
You're going to be having people do this 10 years from now just because of that one person that you mentioned this one time on air.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I've got people who still are like, you know, talking about how I'm like this artist and stuff because I posted one comment online like 20 years ago.
You're an artist?
Right, like nobody knows, but like, yeah, people every once in a while they'll say something to me about it, and I'm like, how do you know that?
Like, you do like artwork?
Well, no, I mean, not. I haven't done anything for like 20 years, but yeah, I used to draw and paint and stuff, and but like I mentioned it one time somewhere, and now like everybody, like 20 years later, I'm still getting comments about it, like just random people. I'm like, how are you even know that? Like, where did you read that? Like, it's like these people don't usually read like old form like comments and things, so
usually not.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know.
Unless they're investigating.
Interesting question. Are any of these guys feds? Could this have made it into your FBI file? And
who knows?
Why certain people know
Maybe.
About it?
I don't know.
If you need more proof that free expression is under serious and sustained attack, writes Reason.com's Nick Gillespie, look no further than the Washington Post, which, by the way, was the same place where they were, where we were reading from last night with the article about cultural appropriation. That legendary and often self-congratulatory bastion of First Amendment support, which has just published an op-ed calling for hate speech laws. Because, quote, on the internet, truth is not optimized. On the web, it's not enough to battle falsehood with truth. The truth doesn't always win, unquote. What's more, even more disheartening is the author is Richard Stengel, a former managing editor of Time, chairman of the National Constitution Center, and Obama-era State Department official whose soul-searching apparently began when challenged by diplomats from a part of the world notorious for particularly brutal forms of censorship. As a journalist, Stengel avers that he loved, loved, loved the First Amendment and its commitment to free speech. But then he got stumped by unnamed representatives of unnamed governments who asked banal questions. Quote, even the most sophisticated Arab diplomats that I dealt with did not understand why the First Amendment allows someone to burn a Koran. Why, they asked me, would you ever want to protect that? Unquote.
See, my response to that first would be, is it illegal to burn a Bible in your country?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, I'm pretty sure it is.
It's illegal?
In most of those countries, I would say it's legal to burn a Bible, but not a Koran, mm-hmm. and probably not a Torah either. Or, I'm sorry, it's probably legal to burn a Bible or a Torah, but not a Koran.
Effectively, that means the answer to that is to say, well, it's not illegal to burn a Bible either.
In the United States.
You know, why is it illegal to burn a Koran in the United States? It's the same reason it's illegal to burn a Bible.
We'll get into it deeper here. This guy, who apparently used to be in favor of the First Amendment, is now a little longer. And we will explain that. He will try to explain himself, I suppose. And we'll get Reason's thoughts. Your thoughts are welcome as well. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Does the First Amendment go too far? It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Definitely, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about freedom of speech. While we still can, because there are some people out there, and some of them in fairly influential positions, as a former managing editor of Time magazine, Richard Stengel, coming out and saying he's turning against the First Amendment, and we'll tell you more about that coming up here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Also, I do want to make sure you know about balance of nature, because, you know, it can be a challenge these days to eat well. If you're in a rush, you're traveling, you're working, it can be hard to, you know, really get good nutrition in there. But Balance of Nature can help you with three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules. You can get 10 servings of fruits and veggies, and that's a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping and a free set of fruits and veggies. Now, you do have to stay on board for 3 months, and then they'll ship to you at no additional charge, that free set of fruits and veggies. You can get onto that program by joining over at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com. Discount code FTL. Like Free Talk Live. So apparently this guy, Richard Stengel, from formerly of Time magazine, now with the Constitution Center, he met with some diplomats from some Arab nations, and he said that they had asked him, why would you ever want to protect allowing someone to burn a Koran? Now, that was the quote from what Stengel said. Now, here's more from Reason.com. It says, is he kidding? Why would a country, another quote, why would a country founded in large part on the Enlightenment values of free speech and religious freedom allow free speech and religious freedom? unquote. Doesn't, now this, I guess that was Reason quoting themselves. Doesn't seem like a tough question to answer. He doesn't name the countries his most sophisticated Arab diplomats represented, so we'll need to fill that detail in. Let's assume they were from Saudi Arabia, a country completely unworthy of emulation when it comes to respecting basic human rights, and whose Prince Mohammed bin Salman has taken responsibility for the brutal torture and murder of post-columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Remember when that happened, like a year ago or whenever it was?
Yep.
We allow...
Was that before or after they got on the UN Human Rights Council?
Good question. We allow the burning of the Quran for the same reason we allow the burning of the King James and St. Jerome Bibles, the desecration of the U.S. flag, and the potential libeling of elected officials. We believe that individuals have rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With a few exceptions such as fighting words and true threats... and obscenity, we know it's better to allow more speech rather than less. Surprisingly, people get along better when they can more freely speak their minds. The search for truth, or at least consensus, benefits from free expression too, as ideas and attitudes are subjected to examination from friends and foes alike. And further, I'd add that if you can say a thing without being afraid that you're going to be strung up from a noose or by a noose and, you know, hung or tarred and feathered or whatever horrifying thing might happen to you in some of these other countries, then you have the ability to express yourself. You're not afraid to say what you really think, and then people can respond to what you really think with their own speech. And maybe they will effectively rebut you or convince you to change your mind, or at the very least convince the audience to change their mind.
It's, you know, it's interesting to notice, too, and this is maybe that my observation is just wrong, but it seems that the places that have less free speech have more violence as a result. People express themselves using, you know, actions, you know, at protests and things of that nature. And it seems to happen less in the United States and less in places where, you know, there's more freedom entrenched in their laws and in their practices.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons for the kind of reappearance of racism recently also, is that if you suppress the speech that you don't like, then that's going to build up in that person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people, as they get grumpy or something, sooner or later, they're going to get to a point where they vent that and scream and yell and jump up and down, have a fit, and then they're okay.
Yeah.
But if you don't do that, then you might get to the point where you just punch somebody in the face.
Well, that comes back to what you were just saying about people being more violent if they can't express themselves.
It's not just this type of situation that, like, you can compare this to. Like, there's been studies on porn and rape. When you outlaw porn, rapes go up, and when you legalize it, they go down. So expression.
I think the same thing's true
of
prostitution as well.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, when you legalize prostitution, they go down.
Right. Well, prostitutions go down.
Yeah.
Prostitutes go down. But the pragmatic answer, says Nicolespie at Reason, is ultimately secondary to the expressive one. We allow free speech because no one, certainly not the government, has a right to curtail it. At least that's what we believe, because we've lived so long with it, and I think we're right about that. As befits a man who helmed a legacy media outlet that is slowly being reduced to rubble, like the statue of Ozymandias in the desert, Stengel is particularly distraught over the Internet and the web. He implies that the, quote, marketplace of ideas, unquote, worked well enough when John Milton and a bit later America's founders pushed an unregulated press. But, well, now, times have changed. Here's a quote from this anti-free speech guy, again, his name, Richard Stengel, quote, "On the Internet, truth is not optimized. On the web, it's not enough to battle falsehood with truth. The truth doesn't always win. In the age of social media, the marketplace model doesn't work. A Stanford 2016 study showed that 82% of middle schoolers couldn't distinguish between an ad labeled sponsored content and an actual news story."
Well, that's because they can't read.
Well, hold on. I think that's only part of it. The problem with the study is when you give a study to a middle schooler and a high school kid, most of the kids, they bubble in like a Christmas tree. Like, they don't. It's not like they're going to be penalized for bubbling in a Christmas tree. The results are not, you know, accurate.
Only a quarter of high school students could tell the difference between an actual verified news site and one from a deceptive account designed to look like a real one. This guy's really butthurt over the undies. I mean, the Babylon Bee really grinds this guy's gears.
Yeah, well, apparently Snopes.com can't distinguish either, because they've been known to debunk articles from the Babylon Bee and
The
Onion. Which the Babylon Bee responded to that by publishing a story that said they had been gotten some award from Snopes.com,
really?
Which I thought was very
That's
funny.
That's awesome.
But yeah, this guy's bothered by that, you know, because there's
some
really,
reporting.
Really brilliant satire out there and some creative websites that are designed to fool you into thinking that they're real, and sometimes they do. But you know what? That's part of the fun of the web, is trying to figure out what you believe and what you don't.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's like, yeah, children at a certain age don't know when you do that I stole your nose thing,
uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. That means they should grow up and learn.
Right. Yeah, and this guy wants to protect people from having to grow up and learn. Going on here with reason, they say, if you're basing the erosion of constitutional rights on the reading comprehension skills of middle schoolers, you're doing it wrong. And by it, I mean journalism, constitutional analysis, politics, and just about everything else, too. Stengel pivots from discussing truth in media to, quote, hate speech, unquote, a ridiculously expansive term he never defines with precision. He even writes, quote, there's no agreed-upon definition of what hate speech actually is, unquote. It's one of those things where you'll know it when you hear it,
yeah.
I guess. Mm. Because mass shooters such as Dylan Roof, Omar Mateen, and the El Paso shooter were consumers of hate speech, he says, it's time to chuck out the hard-fought victories that allow individuals and groups to express themselves in words and pictures. Hate speech, laments Stengel, doesn't just cause violence, though strangely, violence is declining. Even as social media is flourishing, it also, and here's another quote from Stengel, hate speech, he says, diminishes tolerance. It enables discrimination. Isn't that, by definition, speech that undermines the values that the First Amendment was designed to protect? Fairness, due process, equality before the law?
Do you want to know what really undermines, people who hate? It's others speaking up against them, right? Because when people are free and they're not going to be oppressed to the same level as if nobody speaks up. It's not whether or not somebody that you disagree with, you know, that's, you know, spouting hateful stuff, you know, is allowed to speak. It doesn't matter whether, I mean, well, it does, I mean, if they do speak, that's a good thing, because it just, all it does is it allows them to get out their anger issues with.
And it shows who they are.
Right, and it shows who they are.
Them.
And then you know who not to, not whose business not to attend or not to hang out with, or, you know, whatever it is. As opposed to, you know, if we end up with a society in which, you know, you can't say anything, it's like, well, you don't know when you're going to be victimized, because you don't know who the victimizer is going to be until they victimize you.
More on the way here about this. Anti-free speech guy will tell you more about what he has to say. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up what you want. Plus, coming up, roadside drug testing. It's happening in Michigan, and apparently they're going to expand it. That's on the way. Chris, you have that story. All that, hopefully, coming up in Hour 3. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Maybe you agree with this guy, and you think free speech has gone too far. We want to hear from you. 855-453 is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs, with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.